Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coast.
It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seat, a broken in a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bad hatter, bad tape, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Varela Palacio, right across the river through the woods from her granny's on the back deck, working a big bowl of the Amnesia Haze Hybrid in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, direct from traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up. She do that. I'm up in the corrupt, flat party of rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess. This town's a town in my brains. Splattered all over Manhattan, shake it, ooh. It's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes I do. But I like it, yeah, yeah. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Uncle Futrelli, along with your boy Carver. Hi this afternoon. Mafia running it with Hayden Fried LT and a birthday roll call on a misery Monday. Can we get through it? We shall. We got Njoku, 27. Trent Richardson, 33. Akeem Ayers, 34. Byung Ho Park, 37. Jared Dudley, 38. Adam Foote, 52. Urban Meyer, 59. Roger Craig, 63. Andre Dawson, 69. The Hawk and Hal McCray throwing phones in the clubhouse. 78 today. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Well, the Cubs beat the Yankees 7-4. They beat Hermann. He gave up one run, and then they got torched after that when the bullpen came in. We got it all for you, the highlights. David Ross gives the ump the business. Did you see him giving him the business? He's like, it's a day before the break and you're this bad already? Like in the first inning, he got tossed. Aaron Boone commented the Yankees offense going to get going. They fired Dylan Lawson, the hitting coach, and they brought in Sean Casey. The mayor will be the hitting coach. I think he's a lifetime 312 hitter, something like that. So he does a podcast with one of my buddies that's badass. The mayor has been doing radio podcasts. He's all cool. Anyway, first time Yankees have fired a coach in season under Cashman. They should have fired him. Former MLB player and Boone teammate in Cincinnati, Casey, now in charge of the Bomber Bats. Stanton hits two home runs against the Cubs on Saturday. One to left, a bomb. One to right, a laser. He did nothing Sunday. Rays beat the Braves 10-4. We got it all for you. Marlins over the Phillies 7-3. Bryce Harper took a shot off the elbow Saturday. X-rays negative. Padres beat the Mets 6-2. Machado lighting up Max Scherzer. Not once, but twice. Boston beat the A's for the rally cap style. Yoshida hit the go-ahead homer off the monster. Royals beat Cleveland 4-1. Nats over the Rangers 7-2. Jays beat the Tigers 4-3-10. O's all over the Twins at Target 15-2. What a spanking. Miley gets it done. Brewers 1-0 over the Reds. Mariners 3-1 over the Astros. Cards beat the White Sox 4-3-10. Giants 1-0 over the Rockies. Go figure. I laid a run and a half. Drag. Pirates beat the D-backs 4-2. G-Man Choi with a two-run shot. We got it all for you today, including looking at the standings at the break in every division. And we got the draft top 10 picks. My boy Skeens goes from LSU to my Pirates, number one out of LSU. The guy throws nasty heat. Nats take Dylan Cruz, who wants $10 million to sign. He'll get it. Fans chant sell the team as the A's fans protest at the draft. They hate Rob Manfred. Then again, who doesn't? The home run derby tonight in Seattle. Odds to win it all. We got your matchups. We'll break it all down. Garrett Cole going to start for the AL in the All-Star game. Zach Gallen of the D-backs on the National League side. Ohtani and Acuna, the highest selling jerseys in baseball. Have you got yours yet, Carver? Huh? NBA Summer League last night. Blazers over the Spurs, 85-80. The key there, Wemby, a 27-point, 12-rebound, 3 blocks. That's more like it, big fella. We welcome our radio affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 159, our satellite partners all over the Southern Hemisphere, badasses that you are. Byline USA and all their affiliates out of San Francisco, by the Bay, Deepak holding it down for us. And, of course, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego, near Tijuana, do you wanna? Also, we got Wemby talking, which is going to be huge for us today on C2C. Popovich, a new 5-year deal for $80 million. Rockets beat the Pistons. I think Jabari Smith has been the best player in Summer League. 38 last night. Lakers over the Hornets, 93-75. Wizards beat the Celtics, 103-98. I'm watching that game right now in a replay. I just wanted to say how much I hate the Celtics. Can I just say that right now at the top? I don't even want to watch their Summer League games. I hate them so much. I mean, honestly, more than anything in life. Hawks beat the Nuggets, 98-93. Pelicans over the Dubs, 94-86. We got Summer League tonight, thank God, because I don't watch tennis. Okay, just so we're clear. I don't watch tennis. Girly man tennis. You gonna play your little white girly man outfit? You're going to slide around on the grass. Maybe they'll pop some champagne corks at the Champagne Drums over London. Davis Maddock will join us. Davis Lee Roth Maddock on Baseball Today. He'll give you his picks tonight. Plus, famous Seamus McGee from BetMGM rolling. They're switching up hosts on me today. At one point, it was Christian. Now it's Seamus. I think Seamus may have beat Christian's ass in a little beatdown action at lunch. Today in Carver High, history will do it. NBA in-season tournament we're going to talk about. Bob Huggins now threatening to sue West Virginia. We got Adam Kaplan, our NFL insider, today. And we're not done there. We're going to start talking college football with Carver High. Ready to gamble heavily. Are you with us on a Monday? Let me feel you on CBC.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's certainly smarter to be on Sports Grid. If you don't have the Sports Grid app and the iTunes store, it's free, and you haven't done that yet, shame on you for 6 weeks. I mean, honestly, because we're way ahead of you. We've lapped you. We're like at the Indy 5 lapping people. I mean, if you don't have this app, it has the TV side, the radio side. Follow your favorite host. Follow Carver High, and you're good to go. It's got stats, news, analytics, scores, highlights, in-game odds, everything. Everything to help you make money. That's what we're after here. And then go to sportsgrid.com/watch and you can see the network and all the millions of platforms that we're on. We used to announce them all and then there started to be infighting and jealousies and why are they saying our name first and their name last and all that. And so we just decided, screw them. We'll just do it on a watch thing. Go look for yourself. It's like simple, right? Like you do it. I don't have time for this infighting. Anyway. Carver High, a couple things. I went for the full body massage today with Young Chop after her six games of tournament play down the shore this weekend. And I have to say that I got the Deshaun Watson A package, which is a violent excursion in pain and deep tissue massage. Deep tissue pain. My entire body hurts right now, including my hands. I have never had a massage before where I left with sore hands. Secondly, my dog, as you know, Boston, is he's a terrorist. And he today tried to strong arm young Vito, the new mobster dog in the neighborhood, who is a hot dog. I don't know what they call those dogs, the little ones that look like wieners, the little hot dog wiener, little dachshund, whatever, little teeny dog puppy this big, the poor little dog. And Boston was frothing at the mouth and tried to eat Vito in one full swoop. It took several people to pry my dog's jaws off of young Vito. And I said, be careful who you mess with, Boston. This is a mobster dog. He's got connections. And you've seen him in action, Carver High. So I always report episodes of violence with Big Boston, my dog, named after the city I hate so much.
How was the tournament on the shore? Did we come home a winner, or was that not a good scene?
Now listen, Chop's team? Chop with an 18 spot yesterday
The
upset of one of the best programs in the country out of Hampton, Virginia, called Boo Williams, a team full of big sisters, bigger, stronger, faster, taller, the whole deal, more violent. It didn't matter. When the kid was knocking down daggers from everywhere, they beat him by 12 in the upset of the tournament, and they proceeded to follow with a loss to a Canadian team by 10 as they bent over and took it in the keister.
Lose to the Canadians. We can't have that. Come on now. You gotta step up and get it.
I think the Raging Redhead owns a part of that team.
It's possible. And me and him own the golf right now. I watch the John Deere as we have a hat trick here on Coast to Coast. Winners 3 weeks in a row. We gave you on C2C. As Sep, don't call me Marty Straka, hits for us at 55-1 yesterday.
Marty Straka comes through.
Marty Straka comes through with the golf. It's quite a run we've been on here with the sticks, as we have two tournaments this week, the Scottish and the Jabroni Barbasol. Over in Kentucky, so we've got lots of golf going this week. But we have to talk baseball first. Yes,
that was the best cheap shaving cream on the market. I mean, Barbasol, people always thought, you know, that's the cheap stuff. But it actually foams the best. Barbasol, strong effort for a cheap can of shaving cream.
Strong effort indeed. But we'll start with the baseball. Lots of baseball today as we have hit the All-Star break. Scotty, we have, of course, the Home Run Derby tonight. The All-Star game tomorrow night. Gerrit Cole and Zach Gallen are going to be the starters in that. But let's talk about what happened yesterday first. And we'll start with the Yankees because they made some news chopping members of the coaching staff after their game. They lose to the Cubs 7-4. They lose the series. They lose 2 out of 3 to Chicago. Yesterday was more greatness from Aaron Boone, including Domingo Herman sailing along through 6 innings with only 74 pitches. Why don't we just take him out and hand it over to the bullpen? Yeah. Didn't go very well. Yan Gomes ties it in the 7th on Marquee.
0-2. Line drive sinking. Base hit center field. One run is in. Here comes Morrell. He's in. Yan Gomes off the bench. A 2-run single. And we're starting over. Tied 4-4.
That's my boy, Boog Shambi, with the call.
Certainly was. They would go on to score 3 more in the 8th, a 7-4 win. Everybody on Boone afterwards about taking Herman out said he wanted to have him good vibes going into the All-Star break.
Mafia, get Boog Shambi on the show. Stick to the script. Just get him on the show and I'll handle that. Thank you. You and your Boog UFC picks, your mother, Iota.
Here is Aaron Boone. He's confident that the Yankee offense, which chopped hitting coach Dylan Lawson after the game, Boone is confident that the offense will get going in the second half.
These guys, what I think we're going to be capable of in the rotation, what I know we're capable of in the bullpen, we're going to continue to get real significant pieces back, all that. You know, and we've done all this and are in position with all the, you know, banged up and adversity that we've faced. We're right there. A lot of teams aren't in that position. We are. And, you know, even though it's been a grind and a struggle at times, we also know we're really good. And when we have a chance to be something, you know, we have a chance to have a special team. And that's what we're focused on.
And this Ford Duster 79 still runs like a kitten. All you got to do is put premium gas in it. You're good to go for another 100,000 miles. That guy could sell you, like, caskets to dead people. I mean, honestly. He's like, the world is just, everything's so wonderful, and it's a sunshiny day. Meanwhile, the whole state was flooded out, people dying, and he sees the brightness and everything. Screw him. Should have fired him and Cashman.
Well, that's what he does. He's a talker. He's paid to talk. He's not a very good manager, but he's a talker. And he wants to make everybody feel good about themselves after, listen, not a great first half. They go into the All-Star break, not in a playoff spot. I'll give you all of those standings later on. So Lawson out. He's the first time the Yankees have fired a coach in season since Brian Cashman has been the general manager. And as you know, Scotty, that's been a very long time.
No one cares. No one cares.
Because guess what? The hitting coach. They're not hitting because of the hitting coach. That's not. You think that Giancarlo Stanton, who has been in the league, you think that Giancarlo Stanton is going to start hitting better because Sean Casey is going to be the hitting coach now? Do you think that hitting coaches don't matter? These are professional hitters, Major League Baseball players. They don't listen to the hitting coach. They don't.
I think that he could end up getting better guests on his podcast with my boy Chinch. You remember Chinch Mafia? Yeah.
Chinch. Sean Casey will be the new hitting coach. Of course, he's been doing TV and podcasts. He was a teammate of Boone in Cincinnati back in the early 2000s. He will take over on Friday when the Yankees start the second half. Congratulations to Sean. We will come back and we'll go through more of the action from yesterday, Scotty.
The Chinch and Mayer, these two together, what a gem they got going there. That show's so good, I forgot he was on MLB Network. I was swimming with a chick the other day that runs that network, and I said to her, I go, what's the mayor doing there still? She said he's doing both. Mayor.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In a stunning development, Carver High, real quick, it is apparent that the Spurs have shut down Wemby for the remainder of the summer league. He will not play any more games for the Spurs. He got a taste, and after a rigorous 12 months, he will get a break until camp and preseason and the real Spurs get rolling.
Yep, there it is. Finished. They said two games was the plan all along. Team saw what it wanted to see. And that's that for Wembanyama in Vegas. Or the real story, Scotty, they just wanted to make sure that he didn't bump into Britney Spears again. That's probably what it really comes down to, is that they had that incident last week. They don't want that to happen again. Well, you know, he's a little young probably for her. But get him out of town before any more incidents occur.
Would she be a MILF for Wemby? She would be in the MILF category?
It's probably where it would probably lie. Yes, I think that that's probably where it is. We will do more Wembanyama later, as since last night was his final game of the summer league, we will have to highlight that here on Coast to Coast.
He lit it up.
Several clips of him talking. He did light it up last night. Continuing from yesterday, the Rays and the Braves over the weekend in Tampa, big series. The Rays looking to avoid the sweep. Yesterday afternoon, they took care of business. 10-4, a big first inning. Started them off, highlighted by Isaac Paredes' two-run homer on Bally Sports Florida.
And a shot high and deep to left. That baby's going to go. Home run. Paredes, a two-run shot. And the Rays lead 4-0.
More importantly, they snapped a seven-game funk.
Yes, that also was very important because they would have been 8 in a row into the All-Star break with the first half that they had would not have been ideal. So a good win for Tampa heading into the break. Next, the Marlins beat the Phillies 7-3. Jesus Sanchez starting the party early, also on Bally Sports Florida.
Here's Jesus Sanchez. Sanchez sends the ball out toward right center field. There is absolutely no doubt about that one.
I mean, they cooled off the Phillies, right? So the Phillies had 13 straight on the road, and then I think they lost the last two.
Yep, 2 out of 3 over the weekend, those last two Saturday and Sunday by the Marlins, who go into the All-Star break 53-39, sole possession of the top wild card in the National League. And with a gap, too. I mean, they have a 2.5-game lead on the second wild card. So some space for the Marlins as they get ready for the second half. Phillies, like you said, lost those last two games. Harper left the game on Saturday with the elbow injury, Scotty, of course. He did play on Sunday, so it seemed like everything was going to be okay with him, or on Sunday, I should say, he got in there. So Harper will check out with him with the elbow moving forward. Did not play, Scotty. Harper did not play on Sunday.
No, he didn't play, but listen, he did Mike, not play. They cannot afford to lose Bryce Harper. I know that sounds simple, but look, they are a drastically different team, certainly more productive with him in that lineup, swinging at bat five times a game at the dish. He's incredible. I still believe, without provocation, he stirs the drink. He's the man. And you saw what he did in the playoffs and World Series. This guy's a freak. And when he's in there, they win. When he's not, they're just not that daunting.
Not at all. Like the Phillies, the Mets got cooled off a little bit going into the break as well. They lose Saturday and Sunday to the Padres, 6-2 yesterday. Manny Machado owns Max Scherzer. He had two homers yesterday, the second one on Fox Local in San Diego.
Manny swings 3-0, lifts a fly ball to right field. McNeil back, and that's gone! Opposite field home run for Manny Machado. He swings 3-0, his second home run of the day. Man, oh man, oh Manny!
So, Carver High, a little sidebar here. The tickets have already been purchased for the middle of August, let's say toward the latter end. Young gun going to San Diego State. I'm taking him out there to start college. He starts August 21st. Moves into the dorm on the 17th, and on the 18th, we're all going to go get hammered and go to Petco and eat ice cream and watch the Padres.
gotta have a Padre trip in there. If you're going to be out there at Petco,
the over-under's nine cups of ice cream. I'm going for the double digits, Carver High. Are you taking the over?
Over is a lock. Over's like minus 500 for that. Here is Max Scherzer, who gave up the two homers to Machado, put the Mets in a rough spot, giving up a three-run homer in the first. I feel like this is like the fifth start in a row we've done this, but here he is saying he just needs to pitch better.
I feel he has
two different
to pitch
eyes. Better. Yeah, I got to pitch better. There's no other option here. I don't think it's necessarily reinvent the wheel. It's just execute better and be more consistent. When you do that, that's when you can chew through lineups. And right now, I'm just not consistent.
It's got to be like, is the left eye a dog eye and the right one's a human eye? I can't figure it out, Carver High. I mean, and then I even had Chop say to me one day, his eye's really cool. They're like different colors. I'm like, you like that? She goes, yeah, I think it's cool. I'm like, yeah, I don't.
Scherzer needs to be better for the Mets, that's for sure, as all the good feelings last week kind of went up in smoke there Saturday and Sunday in San Diego. The Red Sox go into the break hot. They win five in a row. Sweep the A's 4-3 on Sunday. A tight one in the eighth. Masataka Yoshida, the go-ahead homer on Nesson.
There's a shot out to left field, went the opposite way.
Masa Iota. I had the Red Sox minus a run and a half.
Oh, geez. The Red Sox minus 1.5. Well, they let you down at the window. They did win five in a row, though, going into the break.
So what?
Next, Royals beat the Guardians 4-1. Nationals beat the Rangers 7-2 on Sunday. Yes, that was another one. That was no good.
Take it, River.
The Jays beat the Tigers 4-3 in 10. I don't know if anybody knows this or not. Wasn't very heralded, but the Tigers did throw a no-hitter on Saturday. Didn't seem like anybody cared.
I was on the air on Ink and Live when it happened with Joe.
Matt Manning, Jason Foley, and Alex Lang are the three pitchers who combined for the Tiger no-hitter against the Blue Jays on Saturday afternoon. So their names in the record books, even
Matt,
if you can't pick them out.
Don't call me Todd Manning from One Life to Live in Landview, a big favorite of John Kincaid's.
The Orioles roughed up the Twins 15-2. Adley Rutschman is in the home run derby tonight. He got some practice yesterday on Masson.
Rutschman, deep right field. He's headed to the home run derby, and he's playing a little long ball here. That's an upper deck shot. And Rutschman, a no-doubter. The Orioles make it a 10-1 ball game. He'll do it in Minneapolis first before we see him do it in Seattle.
Do you think he's got enough stamina at his age to hit a ton of home runs tonight? Like, this is really about endurance. It, you know, these guys come out swinging in that first round and they hit, like, you know, in the 20s or whatever, and they're exhausted as they go to each round. Do you think Rutschman's got it in him?
Yes. I always kind of go into it thinking that any of the eight guys that are in this can win. Maybe every couple years you do get somebody's like, what is this guy doing in the home run derby? I don't really feel that way here. He's the long shot, as we know. We'll look at the odds later on. He is the longest shot out of anyone. And he's also like the youngest guy in it. So yeah, I do think that could be an advantage to him going into tonight. Anything is on the table as far as I'm concerned in this home run derby. The Brewers beat the Reds 1-0, so they take 2 out of 3 from Cincinnati. Only one run yesterday. It was in the first inning. The Wink Man, Jesse Winker, the RBI single on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
For 51% of his offerings are the fastball. Winker drives one into center field, a base hit. Here comes Yelich. He will score. And Jesse Winker with an RBI.
And had to feel good for Jesse.
Is that the morning DJ you want to beat up, the Wink Man? Is that the guy you're going to beat
man.
Up?
I think that was his name, the Wink Man, back in Milwaukee, back in the day.
Wait till he gets a load of you steamrolling his ass at about 20 miles an hour with a full belly of beer. He won't know what hit him.
Did you see De La Cruz steal 3 bases in 2 pitches on Saturday? Second,
yes.
Third, home, jumped him from plus 600 to plus 275. In that National League Rookie of the Year odds board. Carroll now minus 300. He was minus 650. So Ellie De La Cruz doing it not just with the bat, but with the leg.
His show is so much better than Carroll's. I mean, like, no one even knows what Carroll's doing if it wasn't for us talking about him. Seriously, no one cares about Carroll. This guy De La Cruz is on everyone's mind and tongue. Everyone's talking about him. His flash, his style, the substance of what he's doing on the base pass and with the stick, hitting home runs, driving in runs, triples, stealing bases. He is so much more exciting than the other guy. I think he's going to blow him out of the water.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rumor has it Carver High's been signing up on the BetMGM 3-Ball Challenge as, like, you know, like fake names. Because, you know, you can't have, like, hosts winning contests on the grid. You know, we're having a BetMGM big contest here, the 3-Ball Challenge. You can win a trip to TPC Sawgrass. And, like, you know how they have that old saying, like, you know, the people at the station can't win the award. They can't win the contest. Well, enough of that. Carver High went right around that. He's got, like, Clit Kinglehoffer. He's got all kinds of different names. Chuck Foreman. He's got different ones. Like, Rusty Staub he used when he entered the fracas. Anyway, here it is. If you're not in on this, you're a loser. Take your swing at this free-to-play challenge by revealing your roster of golfers for each week's tournament. Like, Carver High bets on the tournaments and wins all kinds of money. Just pick your golfers. The players are the best-performing golfers. All you have to do is listen to Carver High, and you'll win. There's your tip of the week. Snag awesome prizes weekly and then enter. You'll have a chance to enter for the end of season grand prize of foursome at TPC Sawgrass with you and your drunk loser fat friends. And on top of that, they're giving you $3,000 in money you can blow on the hotel, room, food, and booze, and reefer. Speedy Weedy, they deliver right to the golf course. Right, wait, don't talk about weed delivery. Oh, just do the commercial. Okay. Anyway, log on to BetMGM, go to the promotions tab, and then access the 23 BetMGM three ball challenge. Spin up to three times to lock in your roster. One entry per customer permitted. You could win a trip to play the famed TPC Sawgrass and the Island Hole, number 17 at Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida. You might even play with Rusty Staub.
Gotta have it. What a tremendous prize that is to play there, especially sitting, if you walked up there to the door and asked to play, it's like $700 person to go play at TPC Sawgrass, so that's not a bad gig whatsoever.
Big money.
Good weekend for the Mariners in Houston. They take 3 out of 4 from the Astros. 3-1 yesterday. Jared Kelnick, a two-run double on Root Sports.
Kelnick shoots this into right center field. France is in to score. Teoscar Hernandez strolls home. It's a two-run double by Jared Kelnick, and the Mariners open it up in the fourth inning, 3-0.
That cost me money as well. Just one hit after the next costing me money.
Unbelievable. The Cardinals beat the White Sox 4-3 in 10. Giants beat the Rockies 1-0. The old getaway day complete game shutout from Logan Webb on NBC Sports Bay Area.
Got him! And that's the ball game. 10 strikeouts and a complete game shutout for Logan Webb.
Another one I got burned on, Carver High. I laid the 1.5.
I mean, they couldn't score you another run. Webb was so good yesterday. We should get him in the conversation when we do the Cy Young odds later this week. Where's Logan Webb been? Because he has been really good for the Giants so far this year. The Buccos raising the Jolly Roger out in Arizona. 4-2 the win yesterday. G-Man Choi, a sighting from him out in Arizona on AT&T Sportsnet Pittsburgh.
Pointing things out. To deep center field toward that tall wall in center. And over it, a home run for G-Man Choi.
Ah, G-Man Choi. He's back.
With the funeral play-by-play call there.
I mean, honestly, what was that? Like, what are we... Can we get excited? I mean, the guy's basically missed the entire season. You know what that was right there?
He was putting mustard on his hot dog in the press box right there when that ball went out. You could tell he was doing something else. He was putting the mustard on. Everyone loves mustard.
Well, look, I'm sure if you listened to all the games yesterday, there was probably a lot of calls just like that, because you want to know what else those guys are doing? They're like, a couple more innings, we're done with this for 4 days. Get me the hell out of here.
We're having a highball at the bar.
Four days off. Get me back to Pittsburgh. Maybe I'll stay in Arizona a couple extra days. Maybe we'll play some golf. Get us, like you said, a little something
at the bar. It's 111 degrees there. Your golf clubs fry when you're holding them.
Dry heat. It's a dry
heat.
My ass. Desert.
Dry heat. The only thing that goes out in that weather are rattlesnakes.
Here we go. All-star break standings for you. Let's start in the American League East, where Tampa, after a brilliant first half, slipped a little bit coming into the gate, but 58-35. Actually, tied in the loss column now are the Baltimore Orioles, Scotty. They have caught them
there.
Two games back, because the Rays have played 4 more games than the Orioles due to rainouts, etc. Toronto at 50-41, the Yankees in fourth at 49-42, and the Red Sox only a game. The Yankees are only one game back from being in the basement in the American League East, Scotty. Boston's played well going into the break.
Oh, I'm done worrying about the Yankees and Red Sox winning the East. I'm done with that. This is about wild cards for them. I think Baltimore wins the East. I think they're a better team overall than the Rays. I know they're better than the Yankees and Red Sox.
Yes. I know that
Toronto's posers.
And Red Sox
they're posers.
Well. Yes.
Toronto's going to finish wherever they are.
It's Baltimore. I believe tomorrow we are going to do odds for these divisions, and we will see if maybe we can get involved with the Orioles. In the Central, of course, nobody wants to win the American League Central. The Twins had the lead when we left here on Friday, but they got swept by the Orioles over the weekend. So now the Guardians are a half game up at 45-45, 500 on the nose. The Tigers are now 5.5 back. The White Sox, they absolutely suck. They are 8 back, and the Royals are one of the two worst teams in baseball.
I think that Tito will win if he doesn't die. You know, like, this guy's always got some malady going on. I need the guy to live so that he can finish the deal, win the division. Just get us home, Tito. He's always out with some kind of, like, death knoll. I can't keep track of all of his hospital visits.
That would be very good. Hopefully Tito just yes.
We like
please.
Tito. We don't want him to
die. We like Tito a lot. We don't. We do not want that to happen. The Guardians are plus 140 to win the Central. Orioles 4-1, Scotty. I'll give you a preview for tomorrow. 4-1, the Orioles to win the AL East, and they're even in the loss column right now. So that's one maybe that we want to look at here during the break.
They're next, awesome.
AL West. Texas Rangers, they sputtered as well. Like the Rays, they sputtered into the gates at the break, but they have a two-game lead on the Astros. Seattle 6 back. The Angels now under 500. So the Angels, they got swept the two games. They didn't play yesterday. Them and the Dodgers only played two games on Friday and Saturday. But they have lost 5 in a row, 9 of their last 10, and I actually think it's deeper than that, right, for the Angels. When you're talking to Fletch, what was that on Friday? I think it was even deeper, the Angel hole. They're finished.
Listen, I, through all of that, and I respect that, I think that Houston always wins it, right? Fair enough.
Yeah.
And I don't even think they're that good this year. And I still have my eye on Seattle based on their pitching, what Castillo does, what Kirby does. And it goes on and on from there. I mean, and they have proven that they can light it up in the second half, and they just, you know, won the last couple games over the weekend. They're only 6 out. That's not the worst hill to climb. And, you know, Gilbert is unbelievable for them, right? Like, they have, I think they have all the goods to make it happen. They just have to be more consistent. You know what I liked about them this week again? Am I tripping? They were winning on the road. That's been their problem. Now all of a sudden they're winning on the road. If they can get their road act together like they did this weekend and play real solid 75% ball at home, I think they might very well be in that race still. Texas is gonna, like, something's happening to them. And it's not DeGrom. They have been losing left and right for the entire month, and going back to the 20th of June, they've lost. It was 9-13 going into the weekend, and they got their ass beat again. I lost money on them yesterday. I'm about done with them betting.
Here is the wild card in the American League right now. If the playoffs started today, Baltimore, Toronto, and Houston would be the three wild card teams in the American League. The Yankees 1 back, Boston 2 back, Seattle 4 back, and the Angels and the Twins 5 back. They're the only ones in earshot, really, of the wild card.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I think all of those teams right there are viable in the second half to get one of those three spots. If Houston were to win that division, then that opens the door for the Yankees and Red Sox.
Right.
And frankly, Seattle. I think the Angels are the same problem they've always had. They've had Dunning. Or depending on Texas, they've had Detmer striking out people. That's about it. And Otani, and then Trout broke his hand. And I think that'll be the death of him, because that's 8 weeks. And so starting Friday, he's still got about 6 weeks left where he's going to be out. Then when he comes back, he's going to come back off a broken hand. Going to take him another 3 weeks to get rolling. By then, I mean, you're talking about September. I mean, honestly, it's almost... what is it? I mean, we're almost literally, we're mowing through July. He's out 6 more weeks, and then it's going to take him a month, I think, to get rolling. I think the Angels are dead.
The National League East is the only division where second place is more than 2.5 games back. And that is, of course, because the Atlanta Braves are 60-29 at the All-Star break. Miami, though, and Philly, both, if the season ended today, they would be Philly's now a half game out. I'll give you the wild card in the moment. But Philly and the Marlins both have played well recently. The Mets are 6 games under, and the Nationals 18 games under 500.
Yeah, that division's over.
That's the only one where we can actually say that division is over. Let me give you the Central. The Reds, after losing 2 out of 3 to Milwaukee, now a 1-game lead on the Brewers going into the break. They played very well, of course, the last 6 weeks. Cubbies are 7 out. The Pirates are 8.5 out. The Cardinals buried at 11.5. And remember, Reds and Brewers again, Scotty, when they come back together on Friday, this time in Cincinnati.
Listen, it's those two teams the rest of the way. I think the Cubs and Pirates and Cardinals are finished in the division and, frankly, in the wild card as well. It's over for them. But listen, we've had this conversation before at the beginning of the year, and I said if I could get them anywhere near 500, I'm happy because they'll have gotten another seasoned year out of Ke'Bryan Hayes. They got Gonzalez. They got Henry Davis. They drafted the number one pitcher in all of college baseball yesterday in Skeen. Bottom line is the Pirates are loaded with talent, loaded with young talent. If they go 500 this year, it'd be a miracle. And then into the future with all that talent, Sawinski, everyone that they got, O'Neill, Cruz Missile, this is going to be an exciting team like Cincinnati is. I'm telling you, as far as this year, it's over. But just try to go 500. It'd be a miracle.
And it's very attainable for them. They've been a very streaky team in the first half. Getting to 81, not out of the question. All right, we'll come back. I still have the NL West and the NL Wild Card for you. And then we will get into the draft last night. The Buccos had the first pick in that, too, Scotty, as they went with the arm.
And then we had Kincaid on Friday. He said, don't worry, the Phillies are going to kick the Braves' ass in the playoffs just like last year.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver High, I think that NL West is fascinating, to say the least.
It certainly is. As we've hit the All-Star break, the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks are now tied for first. Now, the Diamondbacks have played 2 more games. They have 1 more win and 1 more loss than L.A. So L.A. really ahead, of course, in the loss column, 38-39. Look out for San Francisco now, only 2.5 back in the NL West as well. And there's the Padres, who spent a lot of money at 8.5 back below them.
Yeah, I think when it's all said and done, the Dodgers will win the division by 8 games. I think they're going to run away with it in the second half because they're deeper and better than everybody. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I would love to see Arizona and San Francisco battle them down to the final 3 weeks and see who's left standing. I think they've all been fantastic so far, and now that you turn the corner, let's see what they're made of. I mean, I told you Friday, by Sunday, the Dodgers would be in first place. It wasn't that big of a stretch for me. They were a half game out. But I knew that the Diamondbacks have not been fantastic of late. The Pirates stole one from them, and that's all it took for them. That one game was when the Dodgers caught them.
Yep. Diamondbacks and the Giants would both make the playoffs if the season ended today because both would be wild cards in the National League. Miami in the first slot, Arizona 2, Giants 3, Philly a half game out, Milwaukee a half game out. Then there's a gap. You get to the Padres, Cubs, and Mets, who are all 6, 6.5, and 7. The Buccos are on there too.
Listen, you know as well as I do, the Phillies are getting one of those spots. So whoever, San Francisco and Arizona, one of the two isn't making it. And it's going to be Philadelphia, as sure as I'm sitting here. And they are dangerous, very dangerous team. They went to the World Series. They are a great team when it comes crunch time and with Bryce Harper.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.